Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Very glad to be with you this afternoon on a Friday afternoon. We are doing something we've never done before here. I'm running the board today. I've run a radio board when I worked back for KRFT 1190, which was a sister station to 590 KFNS, and when it was a sports station. So I did work for both of them, but my primary responsibilities at first was to run this board. It was half the size. It was less than half the size of the one that's in
a
here.
Little guy.
Yeah. And it was all syndicated at first. I don't even.
It's a little different.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I'm actually hosting the show that I'm running the board for at this point in time. Brad has a day off today, so we figured we'd screw around on a Friday and see what we could do. Just trying to stretch the legs and see what I can learn and what we can do to help grow the show. But it's interesting to think back on those days of running a station that was at one time fully syndicated. I don't know what I did. I don't know. I know that I put in like weather and traffic from, they'd call in, I'd open a audio file, I'd record them when they called in, and then I'd play it back.
Did you guys have computers back then?
I'm going to come back to my space over there and punch you.
That's funny.
Yes, it was.
This is kind of a good shot at her.
It was just after the turn of the millennium.
Old person joke.
Yeah.
You can start using those hotkeys and do the laughing one or something right there if you want.
No, I wouldn't even really know
just start pressing
where to start.
Just start pressing hotkeys. Annie, just do it. Just see what happens.
Oh, goodness.
You're doing it, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
You can't figure out how to do it.
That's not right. Just keep talking.
You're going to have the opportunity to do it for sure next segment during Wiggins America.
Well, I have the opportunity now, but I can't figure out how to make the sound go. Don't tell me. I'm going to figure this out myself.
Wiggins America is coming up next.
No, I'm not
also,
sure.
Also, just a quick drop in here to let you know that our anniversary party's coming up. Hey!
Go on.
Oh, okay.
Tell us more about it.
So the anniversary of the station.
When I get this to work, it's going to be so funny.
Is happening right now. This month, we're celebrating our 25th anniversary, 25th year on the air. And I'm very grateful that we decided to launch in 2000.
I figured it out. What were you saying?
Did you say that? Did you do that against the station or against me? Because I think that was inappropriate.
I don't know. Whatever it was, it was what we were talking about 3 minutes ago. That's what that was for.
So it wasn't about the station getting started 25 years
launching
ago.
Launching in 2000 is the greatest thing that anybody could do because then you always know how old you are.
I say that about my birth.
So while you guys are doing this, I'm just going to find buttons to push that are going to sound fun on the air. That's with that? I think we're going to go with that.
Okay. Yeah, that's for Lit Cigar Lounge. That's where we're having our anniversary party, and we're all looking forward to that. That is this Thursday. I'm going to pull up a comment here from Janine. She says, happy anniversary, AFS, and 97.1. Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much.
Annie, please find go something to play.
I've only got two things right now. I mean, it applies, but...
Go to 971talk.com and register. It's not like that complicated. You're just RSVPing that you're going to be there at the party on Thursday night. We're all going to be there except for Ethan. Are you going to be there?
I'm going to be there.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I'm going to be making the whole thing churn because I am going to be running the remote.
Oh, that's right. You're running the Mark Reardon Show because we're broadcasting live, so that's part of the fun.
Hope you do it better than we're doing it here.
Wow. This is what I thought the whole day was going to look like, actually.
It would have if I would have
found
these.
That was in your hockey?
I'm just scrolling. I'm going to find... I'm in Mark Cox's. Just stand by, folks.
He's
it's about
got
to
that
get
one?
Real. Yeah. That's for the kids.
Russell
you know.
Asked... Russell asked, is Annie in charge of the dump button? And that
yes,
is correct. She
I do
is.
Know
I'm
where it is.
I'm a little concerned about that, especially with someone like Ryan Wiggins on the show. But you
well,
know,
she came in today and she said, I'm going to run the board and I'm going to say the F word.
And the people love it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
I can't believe
it's
the people are so excited about
that because you
got to
figure out how to fade that sucker out, and I couldn't find the slider, but I did.
Oh. This segment is not going anywhere. Joe says,
I'm never doing that other team again.
Can I be a fly on the wall for your next meeting with Steve and Trisha?
No, I'm
please?
Not going to it. I will not be there. You can be me. You can go forget the fly. Just
because,
take it like a man and sit in my chair.
Just because I'm in your chair doesn't mean that I want to be in that chair in that meeting.
I'm still in the Mark Cox hotkeys, so that's where we're living right now.
Okay.
What time is it? Oh, crap. 2:15.
No, we still have time.
So that anniversary
there.
Show next week.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be something, isn't it? Now, we are turning 25 years old here at this radio station.
No. Not at all.
Oh, not that one.
You know, sometimes it goes off the rails, but Annie's there to sort of get it back. She's
nope,
not there this
not
time.
Not anymore. Sucker is toast.
Hey, you keep looking at me like I'm going to do something to make this any better.
He's used to looking at that chair like, you going to let this fly? You going to keep this going? You going to get this back where it's supposed to be?
So this segment is sponsored by...
Nobody.
Nobody.
You. It should be sponsored by you.
The YouTube live chat poll.
Yeah.
Do you like scary things?
I love it.
Do you like scary things? Yes, we should answer this now because we haven't answered it yet.
And the answer Annie has is...
Ethan!
Oh, I'm answering. Yes, I do like scary things.
We're
I like being
this
scared.
For one segment. We're not going to do this the whole hour. Don't leave
we'll
us.
See.
I like the adrenaline rush that comes from it. I like the haunted houses. I like scary movies.
When was the last time you went to a haunted house?
It's been a little while. Probably early college. Just that it ends up being because I'm busy, I feel like, rather more than anything. But like when we go, like my friends and I enjoy it. It's fun.
Annie?
Yes. What? No.
Annie, what was the question asked to you again?
The question was the YouTube live chat poll, which I picked exactly 4 minutes before the show began. Do you like scary things? I do not like scary things. I have never actually liked scary things. I think there are a lot of people who, maybe especially in their youth, will pretend to like scary things because there are people who say that they like scary things and they don't want to be a chicken.
And yes, exactly.
You
don't
want to
be tough.
Yeah, you would be tough. Oh, yeah, I get it. I went through a haunted house. I think it was like, I would have been in high school. It's probably my senior year, October, that I went through it. So I was probably 17 years old. And the group was going, and it was a group of people. I remember the group of people who I went with. I didn't normally hang out with them. And in high school, I went to a Lutheran high school. It was a smaller school. I graduated with about 50 people. So they invited me to go, and I didn't normally go places with them. So I was like, I should go because I wanted to hang out with these people. Scary, creepy haunted house in Soulard somewhere. I don't know which one it was. Probably like
Darkness.
The Darkness
yes.
is what I was thinking.
That's in Soulard.
Okay. And I go and I'm thinking, I'm like not even allowing myself to participate with my own thoughts. I'm like, you just sit this one out. We're just doing this. We're going. And I have never been funnier in my life than when I've been scared poopless. Because I would go through that. I was just like, I didn't realize. I actually learned something about myself that I actually cope with fear with humor. So the funnier, the scarier, more scared that I was, the more funny I had to make it to manage. Yes?
I'm the exact same.
We'd be a riot.
I'm pretty entertaining in haunted houses. In fact, just a thought. What are we? Have you guys ever discussed us doing one together?
Oh my God.
No,
see, I'm old enough now that I'm like, I don't like to be scared.
I think that would be pretty fun, us four going.
I cope with fear through gymnastics. So you should see me in a haunted house.
Do I want to ask more about that or no?
Not now. I'm not as flexible. But back then, I was great. I would answer this question this way. I am a house divided against myself.
Fantastic.
Whoa. That's been a
was
long
that
time.
Ryan? That sounded like
That's
Ryan.
That's Sue Thomas.
What?
That was back from when I was on the DGS.
Oh, these are Glover's show hotkeys. Why
wow,
are still in here?
Look at that.
In honor of 25 years.
Am I going to get in trouble for all of these things are FCC compliant, right?
I have no idea.
They shouldn't be in there if they weren't.
Yeah. You're flexible?
Yeah, I want to hear more about that.
No, I said I'm not flexible.
But you were.
Prove it.
Right here,
prove
right
that
now,
I'm not?
In Studio H at Odyssey St. Louis.
Okay, look, I'm trying to get, oh boy, there's my limit.
We do have a stream, a video stream.
I don't like scary things. I would tell myself I don't. And then every now and then, I'm just like you, Ethan, it'd be kind of fun to watch a really scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
And but not even violent gore. I like thriller, tense, scary, that kind of stuff.
Like the psycho horror, like
suspense.
Yeah, like kind of like Jordan Peele movies. Maybe?
I love Jordan Peele movies.
Those kinds.
Those
yeah.
are more. Those are a little more thoughtful, and some of them are terrible endings. But they are really fun to watch, and that's why I like Twilight Zone and some of that stuff because it's creepy.
Or Black Mirror, maybe?
I love Black Mirror.
Yeah.
I love Black Mirror. So I do actually, I think in my heart of hearts, I actually do enjoy scary things, but they have to be done well. They have to be able to tap into that in a good way.
Yeah, if you're just blind horror or gore, it's like, okay, this is dumb.
What kind of, air quotes, scary are you not interested in? Because for me, it's supernatural devil stuff. I don't need to be spooked by demons.
And especially demonic scary movie stuff, because I'll be honest with you, it's not even that I really care about it, it's that when I watch it, I'm like, oh well, if they just prayed the blood of Jesus, this movie'd be over. like it just, to me, I'm like, the solution's too easy for me to enjoy this 2-hour film.
Literally the ending of The Nun.
Yeah,
literally
is it,
the ending
is it really?
Of The Nun. Yes.
Is that a new movie?
And the last like 5 years. It's part of the Conjuring series.
Brand new to me.
I can't tell you the name of the movie, but it was also the plot of the Foo Fighters horror movie. Did you know that the Foo Fighters did a horror movie?
Sure didn't.
They did. And at some point they realized, oh, if we just pray,
like, this will all go away.
Yeah. Huh.
I really don't have any interest in... The closest to scary movies I would watch is maybe like psychological thriller. But
me
I don't
too.
Even. Sometimes those are too close to home on watching news stories and like being a news person.
Yeah.
Like, I need to be able to definitely separate what is my quote entertainment from what I'm exposed to in the wretched flow of news stories that come across our desk
That's
on any given
point.
Time.
That's a good point, because sometimes, you know, stuff, you know, these movies are intended to be meant for this, and all of a sudden, I mean, you could even stretch it back to. The horrible situation that happened when, you know, right before the third Batman came out, and then there was the shooting in the movie theater in Aurora, Colorado. That guy went crazy, I'm pretty sure, from the Joker, like watching the Joker in the second one. So, I mean, even to the point of like, we're talking about superhero movies that happens. So I completely get that, you know, when in reference to some of these psycho thriller suspenseful movies.
Ryan, doesn't being a parent change it too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
like I don't want to see any movies about kids getting kidnapped.
Well, yes, but also it changes it because your kids get scared, and you know, well, if I introduce them to scary stuff, I guess you could just sort of always be introduced, because I know kids who've seen it their whole lives and they don't care about it. But my kids, if they see anything, we probably sheltered them in the other
direction.
I was
just going to say, do you need to like introduce something that's not scary?
Exposure therapy? I don't know. I don't really know how to do it now. They're just going to have to grow out of it. Because now if they see...
They're going to go to somebody's house one day and there's going to be a movie. And the movies that they introduce, like if you're 13, the stuff that gets put up there...
No, my kids won't do it. They will leave the room. They're that serious about it. They hate it. and they won't sleep. They'll be afraid.
Oh, man.
That movie, for me, though, because that did happen to me. It was one of the Freddy movies. I went to a birthday party when I was probably 12.
That's how it happens.
And I hadn't seen any of that stuff. I knew it was out there, but I hadn't watched it. And I still remember the scene where they stick the Q-tip all the way through that guy's head. And it was like, oh my gosh. You watch it now and it's funny because it's so bad.
But as a 12-year-old,
it's
like...
But is it the same? Like, I think we had people over at our house after... I don't know, it wasn't homecoming. It was after a football game or something like that. We had boys over there. And I came down and they had The Conjuring up on the thing. And I go, are you guys going to watch The Conjuring? And they're like, oh, no, we're not going to do that.
It's a really good movie.
And I go, you don't want to watch The Conjuring. Don't watch The Conjuring. And I just walked out. I didn't stay to monitor it. I also know that when I leave that 3 a.m., if they decide to watch The Conjuring, that might end up happening. But I wanted to kind of be on the record as like, this is not a good idea or whatever. But I don't think that they watched The Conjuring. But like, is it the same thing to watch a Freddy movie at your age as it is to just watch The Conjuring now?
I'm sure it is.
It's the same thing, just different time?
Yeah. Well, Freddy was not supernatural horror in the same way as The Conjuring is.
Right.
That's a little scarier topic.
Oh, yeah.
But it was... Freddy movies are
probably
scary.
Way more gore in the Freddy movies.
There is more gore. It's more graphic.
It was Stephen King's It for me, man. Blah, no thanks. That still scares the crap out of me. All right. Be or not the bee next. Is that what we're doing?
Yes.
Let's do it.
I have no idea how I'm going to pull it off, but we're going to give it a try.
I believe in
you. I'm
going
to go find some more buttons. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Wiggins! Oh! Wiggins!
The Bee or Not the Bee.
Oh yeah, let's go. It's Wiggins time. This is The Bee.
It's always Wiggins time. Let's be real about this.
So, thank you very much. This is the Bee or Not the Bee, which I will read a bunch of headlines. You'll have to tell me whether they are fake news from the Babylon Bee or whether they are real. Here's the first one. Democrats warn we are now further away from World War III than ever before.
That's got to be the Bee. It's all in the phrasing.
Farther from World War III than ever before?
Yes.
They warn.
Democrats warn we are now further from World War III than ever before.
I don't understand. I'm gonna say that's real because it sounds really stupid.
No, it's the Bee. You guys weren't grasping the joke. I guess not. According to Senator Chuck Schumer, this will shed some light on it for you, Ethan. The distance between the world and a new global war is widening at an alarming rate. If Trump isn't stopped, it's possible that we might not see humanity-threatening war in our children's lifetimes, Schumer told reporters.
Ethan's offended at the stupidity of this, and that's really the point.
Well, you are getting it then. That's good. Trump's peacemongering puts our entire nation at risk of not being plunged into nuclear holocaust. Someone must stop this madman, and soon.
Okay. I get
you
it
with
now.
Us now?
I'm with you now.
Okay.
I was confused.
Next one. We're back, Italians. Trump signs order to restore Columbus Day.
Real.
Yeah, I'm going to say real.
This is real. Columbus Day was Monday. He signed this, I think it was last Friday or over the weekend. After years of virtue signaling, telling us that we can't celebrate the man who discovered the Americas and instead have to replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day, Columbus Day is back, according to Trump.
How Italian are either of you?
Zero.
Not a...
But my wife is very Italian.
Does she have citizenship?
Her brother was looking into this, that I think we are so Italian.
We, not you.
But I would get citizenship too because I'm married to her.
Okay.
That we could declare dual citizenship, but there's a lot of hoops to jump through to do it. So I don't know that, we were kind of letting him lead it, her brother, and I don't know that he ever actually got there.
It's a big thing.
It is a thing.
Have either of you ever been to Italy?
She has, but I have not.
Man, that's up there on the bucket list.
Me too.
I just realized I had a dream last night. I went to Europe. I didn't go to Europe.
Where in Europe?
Yeah, where in Europe? Eastern?
I don't remember. I'm just remembering the dream right now.
Kosovo?
Do you have dreams? Are you a vivid dreamer, Ethan?
Not.
Do you have dreams?
Super.
Why are you working here?
None. Absolutely none.
Maybe you should
expand.
That's
why he's working here.
That is why. He's doing a good thing.
I would sometimes I wouldn't say they're like these absolutely crazy things, but on the occasion, like I'll wake up and be like, Hannah, I met Albert Pujols in my dream last night. It was pretty awesome, but then he wanted me to go and play center field. It became a nightmare.
Do you vividly dream?
It comes in waves.
You're a CPAP user, right?
Yeah.
Did being on a CPAP affect your dream?
I don't think so.
Situation?
I dreamt that I wasn't on a CPAP. Yeah, it was a nightmare.
I dreamt I was rolling around without a hose.
Oh. I am... Sometimes I wonder if my rest with my dreams is more stressful than being awake.
Okay.
I have elaborate dreams, and they're never particularly awesome. They're not awful either. It's just like dealing with the stresses of the day, but just all night.
You ever have dreams where like significant others die? Those are the worst. Where I wake up and I'm like, I think I was crying in my sleep in the middle of the night.
I've had those types of dreams before, but
awful.
Not that really. My dreams now are just like I'm trying. It always makes me think of one of the funniest things Ryan's ever said on the show when I was talking about I was needing to get to work fast. And I got on the highway. I got from 270 to 255, right there, you know, kind of like 111 in Illinois. I got on the highway, and I needed to put the pedal to the metal because I needed to get here.
Was this real or a dream?
This is the real part.
Okay.
And so I was getting ready to rock and roll. And I said, Ryan, aside from a police car, what's the worst thing that could happen? I don't even think I said aside from a police car. I think I was trying to get you to say that. What's the worst thing that could happen if you're getting onto the highway and you need to go fast for you to meet on the highway? Do you remember your answer?
Yeah, it was two people walking back and forth with a big pane of glass.
Every time I get on the highway there, I just think about that and how frustrating that would be. And I chuckle. The truth is that I got on the highway right behind my dad. So I couldn't like blaze him.
Who was driving an old wooden cart full of watermelons?
And
with
the mess
glass
it,
on top.
The mess it would have made.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can't. You can't get on the highway behind your dad and then be like, "Peace," which I think is what I did. I assumed that maybe he wouldn't see that I was there, but I was conflicted.
Mm-hmm. Another conflict you can run into on the road is when two guys are trying to hoist a piano up into the fourth floor of a window.
Oh,
the middle of the road.
In the middle of the road.
But those are the type of dreams I have. Like, everywhere I try to go, I've got two guys in a plate of glass, and it's just over and over, and I just can't get around it, and I can't get done what I needed to get done. So I think that's probably...
Everybody has those kind of dreams.
But I have them...
It's pretty normal.
Vividly, to the point where it takes me into the day to realize, oh, I'm not actually stressed about that.
That is a common thing to mankind.
It's frustrating.
That you have to tell yourself often, why am I worried? And it could be about dreams, but just in general.
Yeah.
What am I worried about?
And what is the worrying going to do?
And yeah, if you
absolutely are. Absolutely nothing.
Next one. Wife says she stayed up all night thinking about what you said about her overthinking things.
B?
Can you believe it? I didn't even pull that one up just because of what
crazy.
We're talking about.
Wife stays up all night?
Wife says she stayed up all night thinking about what you said about her overthinking things.
Mm.
It is the bee. Allison reported tossing and turning all night as she went over all the implications of her husband's remark over and over again. Quote, "Do I overthink?" she mused sometime around 2 a.m.
Oh.
"No, I don't overthink," she concluded at 4:56 a.m.
You should have
worked
you
it out.
You should have replaced Allison with Annie. That would have been good.
Ooh, that would have been good. And who's Matt? Because that's the person in the article. Matt,
talk about Matt
made the comment to his wife after she spent 45 minutes trying to figure out if the text she received from her sister that read "Happy Monday" had some deeper meaning.
I don't stay awake and stew nearly as much as I used to. There are certain things that will keep me up and keep me awake, and it's usually if I feel like I did something wrong to somebody. If I'm just like trying to solve a problem, I can sleep now. But if I feel like I'm in the wrong and I don't feel like I've sufficiently been able to apologize for it, or if I haven't been, you know, religiously or not forgiven for what I've done, that will keep me awake at night. I don't like that. One more.
Chicago police cut spending by just taping off locations that aren't murder scenes.
Oh, no. Sheesh. The bee.
The bee?
Yeah, it's the bee. Thankfully. Though largely supported by the city, some city officials expressed concern that the roped-off areas will now become a target to criminals who want to take over the whole city. Quote, "We're essentially shining a spotlight on the few areas of the city where someone hasn't been killed," said city council member Eric Davis. "I'm not sure that's smart, but police have dismissed such concerns as unwarranted, believing that criminals would never dare cross police tape."
That's sad.
It is,
no
you
way.
Know, it's a way to highlight, though, the ridiculousness of not wanting help with crime in Chicago. Why in the world would you not want help with crime when it's become a part of the... It's so bad that people don't even think about it anymore. It's just like, that's just the way it is. It doesn't have to be that way.
Mm. All right. You guys want to do next question next?
Let's do it.
Ask us anything in the comments on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. You guys flag them when we see him?
Oh, we're flagging.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, we're flagging.
Where's the dump button? It's right there. Just checking. Okay.
Pull.
All right. Annie Fry on the board today, running the radio show board for the first time ever. How am I doing? Give me your comments. Give me your critiques, your harsh critiques. You're like Ryan Wiggins level harsh critiques. I want to have them. Roast me. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
All right. How's it going? Am I doing okay, guys? Everything fine?
Is that the first question?
Yes. How grade my first time ever performance on the board. Ethan, you go first because you're the one who's teaching me.
Pretty good. You're taking in the information relatively quickly. It's honestly kind of discouraging me because, you know, I like went through college for this and you've picked up what I learned in 2 years.
I went to college for communications.
Okay, that's good. That helps.
Not but, for this, though. I mean, not for this specific thing.
What, I didn't go to college for what I normally do in my day job.
What did you go to college for?
Mass communications, TV, radio.
Oh, okay. Well, you're sort of.
I can make a video package.
Oh, okay. That makes you feel a little better.
Great.
I'm going to be honest. Don't know that I needed to go to college for this.
Nobody did.
What do you need to go to college for? There's another question.
Ooh.
To become
medical,
practiced in medicine or engineering.
Law.
Law would be a good one, although some of the law stuff needs to change the way they do that because it's a lot of bias in that industry too.
But. Yeah, but you need to understand. You'd need to be educated to be a lawyer.
Gender studies.
Shut up.
Okay.
You're going to have to keep talking.
You can show her by actually shutting up.
Yeah, I know. I can't make your microphone be on and you speak. That doesn't work that way. I could turn it off.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know this game. I do this game. What else do you need college for?
Did we say education? Like to being a teacher?
They overdo
or
it.
Or education administration?
You do need to go...
Some, but they overdo it.
It doesn't need to be what it is.
As somebody who's married to a teacher, as you are too... There are certain certifications that you're like, that's okay. But other times you're like, this is way
overkill.
Too much.
How about psychology or social work?
I would consider psychology to fit in the medical.
Okay.
Like if you're dealing with other people's emotions, there needs to be a process for that too.
Tech, maybe, computer stuff.
Some people teach themselves almost, that. That's
you can do
trade
school for some of that, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, then, yeah, we're into a whole different category.
Probably
there.
Economics. Certain sort of finance, that type of thing.
If you want to be in economics as an economist, yes. If you're going to be in financial planning, you can learn that from financial planners. So it depends on what you wanted to do with that.
You mean just like an internship or just
Ender
shadowing?
Says,
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Ender says basically STEM fields. So probably
science, technology, and engineering and math. Is that right?
I think so, yeah. Four. I mean, medical obviously probably fits in there,
right.
But there's a whole heck of a lot of people who have college degrees who don't need them.
I'm one of them.
I I could be. I feel I value my college education. I went to SIUE. I felt like those 4 years weren't a waste of time, but
especially with that sweet bowling alley they have.
It's sweet. It is a nice bowling alley. The other thing about our industry is it's so tech-based that a lot of the things that I learned in school, editing, audio editing, you know, any use of any kind of technology, video production, like they don't, nothing that I used is current. A lot of the stuff you can just use AI to do now.
Isn't that sad?
Yeah, it's super sad. Next question, Ryan.
Okay, what is harder, teaching someone how to run the board or learning how to run the board?
Ethan?
Probably, I will say this, it depends on the student.
On the pupil?
It depends on the student because
and the tutelage.
There have been certain people that I have.
Ryan, what's your favorite word?
Blow dart.
I don't want to know the definition of that. But I would say it depends on the student because some people are able to take in the information and the moving parts a lot better than others. I have taught the board or tried to teach the board to people that it has not gone well. So I would say in this situation, it's probably been easier to teach than it has been to learn teaching
but
you.
You guys also know that when I'm in my normal spot in here, that I am also doing a lot of things.
Are you?
Guess not.
You say you are because you are.
I was going to say, this ganging up on me stuff sucks.
It's fun.
You don't do all the... When you host, you don't do all the things that I do, do you? Do you
oh,
play
gosh,
videos and
no.
stuff like
I
that?
Can't. I can't do all that stuff. I try. You know, I used to run the board when I was on the Dave Clever Show, and I was just bad at it. I couldn't participate in the conversation while also doing that.
So what day is that where we're going to have you run the board?
Never.
Ooh, sounds
I've
like
already done it. I've already proved that I can't do it.
Joe says Andy texts a lot on breaks. I do. I get a lot of messages, and I am sending things, and probably 10% of them aren't about who's picking up what kids wear. Some of them are very important to the show. You never know, so I have to always check.
I got one.
Next question.
From the chat here, Ender commenting based off of a conversation that we had earlier based off our Olive Garden breadstick eating.
Olive Garkey
is what he says. Along
which is
the lines
what I'm gonna call it forever and ever, amen.
Olive Garkey breadsticks. How many baskets of fries from Red Robin can you eat?
I know the answer to this question.
Can I interject here and just say that the number one thing I've done in my adult life to try to be healthier is just mentally put myself in an understanding of what a healthy amount of food is. And to understand when I'm eating food that's not healthy, that I can recognize it as being unhealthy and eat it and just tell myself I'm just making a choice here. Ooh, everything yeah. is just choices.
Get it, you're better than us.
No, that's not it. I'm actually probably way worse than you, and I've had to work very hard after having four kids to try to make my body be healthy and as fit as I can, and I still have a lot of work to do. But do you look at food? Like, if you hear all you can eat, or what do they say now? All you care to enjoy.
All you care to eat.
All you care to enjoy. Is there any part of you when you're... For men, is it always a challenge?
No. Here's what I would say to this. At this point in my life, this is excluding holidays. Holidays, different game on at holidays.
Is it a challenge or is it just... It's
no,
part of your
it's just
celebration.
Like, oh my gosh, I just want to... Thanksgiving, I look at the food, I'm just like, it's once a year. I'm going to make myself miserable. That is literally my mindset at Thanksgiving. But as far as just a typical, like, okay, I'm going out to eat, or how about or I'm at a wedding or something like that, I'm thinking, like, I just want to be content. That way, you know, dessert comes later, and I'm not, like, having to have this conversation in my mind of, do I want to make myself feel even worse but get dessert, mm-hmm. or do I want to enjoy dessert?
Yeah.
And I would say with restaurants, it's, okay, like, I could keep going and finish this and really be stuffed and feel like crap, or I could take it home and have lunch tomorrow.
And you're okay with that now?
Totally.
Has that been a shift that you've had to have in your mentality, though?
A little
bit. Have you had to grow up a little bit in that?
A little bit. I think, naturally, you can get away with that when you're younger, especially when you're in high school, maybe college, because you're burning so many calories, you know, playing sports and just running around, and that's not the case when you work a 9-to-5.
Just running around with your friends, tossing a football and laughing.
Yeah.
Are you...
Giggling.
How many baskets of french fries are you eating at Red Robin? Are they unlimited?
Mm-hmm. They are unlimited.
Nobody's answered this question.
I know. How many? How many?
I could... with a burger... I could for sure do one, maybe push an higher two if I'm really determined.
Ryan?
Two. It's two. Yeah, I've tried.
Do you eat the second just because you're entitled to it?
Yes.
I would have. I don't know I'd do that now, but that's why I tried to get two.
They also have good fries.
Yeah, they are pretty good.
Are they steak fries?
Yes.
Does anybody ever put vinegar on fries like I do?
What?
Oh, my gosh. It's so good.
Vinegar. Communist.
No, well, it's not communist. You think they do that in Russia? You think they do that in Cuba? Well, Russia's not really communist anymore, but...
You don't know. You don't know if they've done that or not.
That's why I was asking. That was my next Ask Me Anything question.
Really?
Do you think that they put vinegar on fries in Russia?
Oh, my gosh. They're going to take a quick break. More your Ask Us Anything questions when we come back. Very excited to be with you this afternoon on a Friday afternoon. The show is still on the air. I'm pretty proud of that. Thank you, Ethan, for helping me get a solid 6 out of, what did you say I was doing? 20?
20. I said 20.
6 out of 20?
Yeah.
That factors down to a...
Like about
30%.
You should take that great. As a compliment.
Why?
Because it's pretty high for me.
For you?
For me, for you.
6 on a curve for me is what, a C+?
Yeah.
Go to break.
We'll be right back. We're just talking on the break. I, in my family, we have nothing hard scheduled. For this weekend at all. That's just outrageous. And Ryan, you said you too?
Yeah, we had a soccer game that got canceled for weather, and now we don't have anything. I guess we do actually. We have to go to my grandma's house and go through some of her things, which is not.
But that's on your schedule. That's on your time.
It's not like a hard time that we have to do that. But yeah, it's fantastic looking at the schedule and seeing nothing in it.
Oh, Ethan, do you know what that's like? Do you have that burden yet in your life where, like, do you have free time?
Not very much, no.
Do you and your wife get to have time? Do your schedules match up?
Better now. She is an EMT, so she works in an ambulance. And she was working. Her previous shift was 3 p.m. to 3 a.m. three nights a week.
That's tough.
It was tough.
And not in the way the kids say it these days.
And not to UFF. And it was so I didn't get to see her very much. That was challenging because it was the exact opposite of my schedule. The only time I'd see her was when she was sleeping in the morning.
Did you ever have Jared and I had that. He managed who was a manager at Walgreens.
Walgreens, yeah, I remember you telling us.
In Collinsville down on 157 down by your house. But I would get home. I think we had to take our kids, maybe Charlie, just had Charlie at the time, and he was a baby, but he would go to my in-laws, and he'd get dropped off by Jared, and I'd go pick him up. And we didn't see each other. There was a while, months, where we would be lucky to see each other one day a week.
Yeah, we did that for 3 months.
That's hard.
And now she's on a normal schedule, so I actually get to see her every day, which is refreshing.
Did you do that ever? Did you guys ever have that, Ryan?
No, I don't think so. We dated when we were far apart for a while. That was tough, but... No.
Did you have another question you want to ask before we...
Yeah, it's from a listener.
Yeah.
This is from Bobo. He says, what is the dumbest way you've ever injured yourself?
Oh.
I think I know yours.
I don't. What is it?
Is when you were on the bleachers.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I got these new shoes, and they were like kind of... You know, tennis shoes these days have heavy platforms on them.
Tennis shoes these days. Don't get me started.
Do you want to shut
you? That was pretty good.
Do you want to shut up?
He got you. That was pretty
good. Yeah, but you're like, you set me up for this, and then you're smacking me down the bleachers with it. Get off of me. Come on.
That was pretty good.
I got a new pair of tennis shoes, and they're heavy on the bottom. Like, I have some Air Force Ones on right now. I really like these shoes.
Yeah, I dig them. They look good.
But I had to get used to walking in them, obviously. It took me, it was a little bit of a, I would say, crash course.
Ooh.
And I went to... walk down some bleachers, and I lifted my foot like one does to go down bleachers, but I didn't lift it up high enough. The platform was longer than I was comfortable with, and I, like a tornado, twisted turn. I mean, like, I think there were only three rows of bleachers, but it felt like the cartoons where you clank down the stairs for like 10 flights, and I just like landed we were at East St. Louis Baseball Field, my son's maybe first or second game. I think it was my first time watching my son play. He was an eighth grader who got asked to play on the high school summer team. And then that's Charlie's mom. Clank, boom, blah, blah. And then I like landed in the row of chairs, bag chairs. was like, hi.
I bet he felt worse for himself than he did for you.
Oh, he should have. I felt way worse for him than I did for me. And I hurt myself. I hurt my wrist for a long time. Mm-hmm. I broke my phone. I hurt my ego real bad. I like never met these people. And I crashed and burned. You got one real quick?
The hardest thing is that she was wearing platform shoes because she was doing a little
song. Yeah, they're heavy.
They looked a little bit, they looked a little bit like the Tequila Pee Wee Herman shoes.
Oh, there goes Annie again.
I was
don't
really
play
just
tequila.
Trying to do my dance. I thought, my son, he needs people to know me. What can I do to be
look at me. I'm going
to
be
Yeah, exactly.
Da, da, da,
da, da.
Listen to my show, noon to three.
No, I didn't say that. Did you have have you injured yourself?
It was, I was playing dodgeball at a kid's sport, and I went all in for no reason against other parents and fell flat on my face throwing a ball. And every single person in that gymnasium saw it. And there was no way to recover well. There was no way to recover well. I was on my face because I had gone too hard at dodgeball as an adult.
You want to get us the YouTube live chat poll results? Are you ready?
208 votes. Do you like scary things? Annie, you were right. This is
closer than I expected.
It's closer than I expected as well.
You said you do.
Correct.
Ryan, you do.
Yeah, kinda.
I do not.
I don't
no.
really, but I kinda do.
59% say they do not. 41% say they do.
I'm surprised that 40+% did you say 41? 40% mm-hmm. of our audience actually is up for the scary. Well, it's your time. And if you are like me and my family or Ryan and his family, maybe you'll do some scary things this weekend if you got some free time. Stay safe in the weather. Keep it right here. The Mark Reardon Show is next. America's sweet.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find
and
it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.